Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honourable members, by our clock it's past 10. I move that we suspend the 252 to commence the business of this House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I should second.
Honourable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO 52 be suspended, it being past 10, so that the business of the House may commence. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 30th June 2016.
Honorable members, will go to the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 30th June 2016, as usual. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. There be no corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 30th June 2016? Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
It has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 30th June 2016 be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 30th June 2016 has been adopted. Swearing in of elected members of Parliament, third schedule of the 1991 Constitution of Sierra Leone.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with the leave of Mr. Speaker, may I invite Conte Usman Key of the All People's Congress, APC, Member of Parliament for Constituency 50, in the Podloko District, to subscribe to the oath. The leaders on both sides are also invited. After this, she left with a book.
accident.
Now you repeat after me. I
Honorable Usman Karanke. Honorable Konte Usman Karanke.
Having been elected a member of parliament.
Having been elected a member of parliament.
Do hereby. In the name of God.
In the name of God.
Swear. That I will
bear true faith
and allegiance
to the Republic of Sierra Leone
as by law established
that I will
uphold and
defend
the Constitution
of Sierra Leone
and that
I will faithfully
and conscientiously
discharge
the duties
of a member of parliament.
So help me God. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, the Honorable Member has subscribed to the oath as a Member of Parliament. I will now present to him the instruments, the Constitution and the Standing Order. This should be your companionship. These are the documents that you need to know, to read about, and to be part of your life as a Member of Parliament. It is therefore my pleasure to present them to you, and I congratulate you. May I, the permission of Mr. Leader, ask the whip, the majority party, to lead him to his seat. The Right Honorable Speaker, may I have your attention? Please, may I have your attention? The ceremony still continues. With the leave of Mr. Speaker, I have the pleasure to invite the Honorable Kai Kai Navo, Mrs. of Constituency 1, Kailahun District, to subscribe to the oath.
that you don't say. The name. Honorable.
You will repeat after me, calling your name. I.
Honorable Kaikai Navo, Mrs.
Having been elected a member of parliament.
Having been elected a member of parliament.
Do hereby. In the name of God swear.
In the name of God swear.
That I will bear. True faith.
Through faith
and allegiance,
to the Republic of Sierra Leone,
as by law established, that I will uphold
and defend
the Constitution of Sierra Leone,
and that I will
faithfully
and conscientiously
discharge
the duties
of a member of parliament. So help me God. Sign your name. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Member, the Honorable Member has subscribed to the oath. I will now present to you your working tools, the Constitution and the Standing Order. These documents are meant for you to read so that you'll be able to debate in this House. So it is my pleasure, whilst I hand over this document, to also congratulate you. The whip, may you now take the Honorable Member to her seat. Hello. So too, be here with the big una. The ceremony we una come for is done. Hey. The ceremony we una come for is done. Una cannot sit down and let una listen. After the speaker adjourned the House, the merriment now will continue outside. I thank you very much. Over to you, Honorable Speaker.
Mr. Clark, what are the two names? The two names of the new members. Honorable members, on behalf of the leadership and membership of Parliament, I want to avail myself of this opportunity to congratulate and at the same time welcome the two new Honorable Members of Parliament in the persons of the Honorable Usman Karanke Konte and the Honorable Kai Kai Nabo. I would now ask all of you to give them a big hand. And may I respectfully ask that we give an even louder applause to the Honorable Nabo because she's a woman. Yes, Mr. Clark.
Laying of paper. Honorable Claude D.M. Kamanda, Chairman, Transparency and Accountability Committee.
Honorable members, I rise to lay this paper in tandem with Standing Orders 18-7 with the leave of Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, in June 2016, the committee received funding from the Public Financial Management Improvement and Consolidation Project in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development to conduct a follow-up on the implementation of recommendations, oversight, visit to local councils nationwide. This is the fifth report of the committee since it started receiving support from the Minister of Finance and Economic Development in May 2012, and it contains findings and recommendations relating to follow-up oversight visits to local councils on the implementation of the committee's recommendation for the year 2014. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, this report comes at a time when transparency and accountability issues have taken a center stage in public discourse. The TAC therefore expects that the findings and recommendations contained in this report should be given the necessary attention it deserves by the relevant parliamentary committees in the House and other institutions so that all anomalies and gaps in local councils will be quickly corrected in order to avoid recurrence. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, the committee wishes to reiterate its call on the Ministry of Local Government to finalize the amendment of certain portions of the Local Government Act 2004, which have been found to lack clarity. With this, Mr. Speaker, I lay on the table report of the Transparency and Accountability Committee on its follow-up visits, oversight visit to local councils and compliance with Section 107 of the Local Government Act of 2004.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposer, Honorable Ibrahim R. Bundu. Seconder, Honorable Leonard S. Fofana.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, Fourth Session of the Fourth Parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone, 11th Report of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service on parliamentary betting of presidential nominations. Number one, introduction. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the Committee on Appointment and the Public Service, alive to its constitutional duties, met on Wednesday, 13 July 2016, and interviewed four presidential nominees for appointments as follows. One, two members, Sierra Leone Teaching Service, Teaching Commission, two, member Income Tax Board of Appellate Commissioners, three, member Environmental Protection Agency of Sierra Leone, EPASL. Two, procedures. The committee maintains strict consistency to its established procedure. Probing questions put to the nominees were related to their educational backgrounds, track records in public office, declared assets, tax obligations, and their vision for a nationally productive tenure. 3. 12th sitting of the committee on Wednesday, 13 July 2016. The following nominees were interviewed on oath. 1. Mrs. Bernadette Cole.
2. Mrs. Cole, stay just there. For you, stay just there.
Mrs. Bernadette Cole, proposed member, Sierra Leone Teaching Service Commission. Mrs. Bernadette Cole is a veteran educationist and professional media practitioner with national and international accreditations. She has served as chair of the Independent Media Commission, IMC, from 2005 to 2016. She is currently a senior lecturer and director of alumni and international relations of the University of Sierra Leone. Responding to probing questions, Mrs. Bernadette Cole said, and I quote, "I'll draw on my experience as a teacher and lecturer to ensure that the commission addresses some of the acute problems in the education sector, particularly those pertaining to the teaching profession," end of quote. She promised to work with other members of the commission to make a detailed study of the numerous education reports so as to identify the problems and to help find solutions that will stand the test of time. Question on the placement and transfer of teachers to rural areas, Mrs. Cole said, and I quote, "For teachers, placement and transfer, a motivation scheme may be required. Housing, solar energy facilities, remote area allowances, and the like could motivate, train, and qualify teachers to move to remote areas of the country," she said, and I, end of quote. 2. Colonel retired Ali Brahma Yamba Kamara.
Go right down, please.
Colonel retired Ali Brahma Yamba Kamara, proposed member, Environmental Protection Agency. Colonel retired Ali Brahma Yamba Kamara is a retired senior military officer with a wealth of knowledge in strategic planning and leadership skills. Colonel retired ABY Kamara enlisted in the Armed Forces of the Republic of Sierra Leone in 1965, rose through the ranks, and retired as Provost Marshal in 1998. Answering to committee's inquiries, Colonel retired Ali Brahma Yamba Kamara said, and I quote, "If approved by this Honorable House, my input on the board will be to foster environmental protection." He promised to ensure that environmental degradation resulting from mining activities are rehabilitated. Quote, "I will initiate dialogue through stakeholders' participation between the affected communities and the mining companies operating in their localities," end of quote. 3. Mrs. Fatmata Sori.
Fatmata, good idea, you're young.
Mrs. Fatmata Sori, proposed member, Sierra Leone Teaching Service Commission. Yes. There's a typo here. I certainly believe it should be Fatmata Bundu Sori. Mrs. Fatmata Sori is a barrister and solicitor of repute. She is currently the managing partner of Sori and Bangura Solicitors. Prior to her return home to Sierra Leone, Mrs. Sori has served as claims and liaison officer at the Export-Import Bank of the United States, Washington, D.C. from 2005 to 2009. Responding to the committee's inquiries, Mrs. Fatmata Sori promised to serve as legal advisor to the commission. Quote, I will ensure that teaching and performance contracts of teachers measure up to international standards, she said, end of quote. Number four, Mr. Alfred Juma Usman Fona. Mr. Alfred Juma Usman Fona, proposed member, Income Tax Board of Appellate Commissioners. Mr. Alfred Juma Fona is a veteran civil servant with a wealth of knowledge in financial management, auditing, and financial reporting. He entered the civil service as sub-accountant in 1979. He rose through the ranks and retired as senior accountant in 2009. Answering to the committee's question, Mr. Alfred Juma Fona promised to draw on his knowledge in principles of taxation and levy to ensure that the cases of aggrieved taxpayers are judged with equity and fairness, he said, end of quote. Recommendation number five. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the committee adjudged the following presidential nominees to be adequately qualified for their proposed appointment, and they are recommended to the House for approval. One, Mrs. Bernadette Cole, member, Sierra Leone Teaching Service Commission. Two, Colonel retired Ali Brahma Yamba Kamara, member, Environmental Protection Agency of Sierra Leone, EPASL. Three, Mrs. Fatmata Sori, member, Sierra Leone Teaching Service Commission. And number four, Mr. Alfred Juma Usman Fona, member, Income Tax Board of Appellate Commissioners. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the 11th report is the unanimous decision of the committee. I therefore move that the 11th report of the fourth session of the Committee on Appointment and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Signed, Honorable Ibrahim Bundu, Chairman.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is that be it resolved that the 11th report of the fourth session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Yes, Honorable Leonard.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. In contributing to this debate about the nominees before us this morning, I'll be as plain as my nose in my face. Before doing so, however, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I must confess that I have a feeling of nostalgia about one of the nominees before you for approval. About 50 years ago, this nominee and myself were in the university together in the same faculty and the same department, graduating 1969. Mr. Speaker, I can vividly recall a lot of events and occasions when we were at Forobe College at that time.
Order, please, particularly on this side.
As I said, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I can vividly recall events and occasions that transpired among us as students in the faculty. And in some of those events and occasions, I must confess that I was a key player in some of them. And because we are here today, to approve or otherwise of the nomination of Mrs. Bernadette Cole. Mrs. Bernadette Cole has traveled a long, long distance in her professional development, both as an educationist and as a media practitioner. Her nomination by the president is a continuing nomination, I must say, Mr. Speaker, because the previous SFPP government had identified her as a professional, competently qualified to man certain key positions. So this is not the usual job for the boys like it happens in other jurisdictions. The president, in his nomination of Mrs. Bernadette Cole, is aware of her eloquence, her qualification, and her leadership role she has played in the both in the university and in her teaching career. In her professional development as a teacher, after leaving university, she started her teaching career in the nursery second in the nursery school in this country, graduating gradually through a primary school and onto secondary school. In our midst, in this world, I can as well see a few students of this lady, headed by nobody else but the acting minority leader. If the Honorable Kaka is able to speak English as eloquently as she's done today, that foundation was laid by Mrs. Bernadette Cole when he taught him literature in English at the St. Edward Secondary School. He has, of course, come of age, and he has achieved his own as in his own right. I'm not going to name the other key players. Mr. Speaker, this
Both
is the
blessing. I'll tell you.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this is the person that the president has nominated for the position in the Teaching Service Commission. She is bringing in a lot of experience. And let me let you into a secret. The chairman of the committee deliberately delayed or extended the interview time of Bernadette Cole because her discourse before the committee was so eloquent and was so forthright about the failures and successes about our educational system in this country, that she appeared no doubt that she's an authority in our educational system in this country. So we must congratulate the president for identifying this nominee and for placing her in that type of position. We have no doubt that she will do well if approved by this parliament today, this morning. Mr. Speaker, the second nominee, like the majority leader said and chairman of the committee, her proper name is Mrs. Fatmata Bundu Sori. If the Bundu does not ring a bell, let me let you into this secret. She is the niece of the majority leader and carries the same surname like he does also. More importantly, she is also married to the son of a veteran parliamentarian, the Honorable Ibrahim Sori, who first came into this parliament in 1982. I was fortunate that I was here at that time, and we shared a lot of experiences together. Mrs. Sori, honorable members, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, is coming in her own right as legal advisor to the Teaching Service Commission. And when questioned, you must have heard what the chairman said, that she promised that all contractual agreements will be thoroughly done to ensure that nobody, no teacher, escapes from the duties he is assigned to from time to time. I'll request that you give your approval for these nominations. The other two nominees are coming from two continents of experience. The retired Colonel ABYM Kamara and Usman Juma Fona. Like the name indicates, the retired colonel is coming from the military with a military background, and he had a very successful career in the military. Mr. Juma Fona, of course, is coming from the civil service, where he distinguished himself as an accountant before retiring in the year 1979. Each of them is going to a separate place. The colonel, the retired colonel, is going to the EPA Sierra Leone, and Juma is going to the appellate, in the appellate court. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, having heard what the speaker, what the chairman told you about the interview, we as a committee microscopically interview these people and examine all their papers and their qualifications. And we as your committee are recommending that you expedite the process of approving them. I thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the honorable members.
The Honorable Ibi Kago.
Mr. Speaker, for any of us to make a historical statement about the nominees, we expect people who are knowledgeable to do so. And this explains why the Honorable Leonard Fofana, who was in Form 6 with me, and myself, find ourselves capable to make statements about the nominees. And don't forget, don't overestimate our ages. We left university very early. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I am going to make a few statements to recognize the importance of Mrs. Bernadette Cole after her nomination to be a member of the Teaching Service Commission.
Honorable, sorry. Honorable Mustafa.
I was almost going
Koto, to... Sorry. Koto Brahma Conte is our super senior.
Mr. Speaker, I now regret that I did not sack some people when I was minister. But the important thing, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, is that Bernadette Cole, nominated by the president, is a woman of many parts. I knew Mrs. Cole many years ago, not as a teacher, but as a media practitioner, to the extent that those who are knowledgeable about her background will not forget that she also served in the government information services, gathering information for dissemination to members of the public. She always was quite determined, Mr. Speaker, to speak the truth.
Glad.
And may I state that when both of us, who are members of the Australian Association of Journalists, serve that association for years, we never will forget the fact that she was our treasurer for very close to 12 years. And on no occasion was she unable to account for the last cent. A very honest lady, ladies and gentlemen. But after we sprint to each other over the years about the need for us to develop journalism as a professional entity of state, she will be remembered as one of the people who decided that we must set up a Department of Mass Communications at Kirubi College. Today, we have quite a number of people seated here who benefited from our tutelage. And some of us are very proud, as somebody who worked with us, she was at Frobe College, not only as head of the mass communications department, but he also acted as dean of faculty. This is how far Mrs. Cole had gone. But may I state that the president's choice of Mrs. Cole to serve as a member of the commission is not misplaced at all. I remember when I was vice principal in Bo, President Shaka Stevens came up with the idea of setting up a Sierra Leone Teachers Commission because he said he wanted to bring teachers at par with the other members of the public service, especially the civil service. But of course, we had a whole lot of struggles with it. My great uncle, Palagao, then was very, very powerful in the Sierra Leone Teachers Union, thought by creating the Sierra Leone Teachers Commission would interfere with them, especially when it came to holding public office. So that was temporarily shelved. But of course, the APC will never forget its own history. When President Ernest Bai Koroma came to office, he looked at the files and discovered that it was necessary for us to reactivate this commission. So, Mrs. Bernadette Cole, for me, I'm very certain, I have no doubt, that you are going to utilize your knowledge, both as an educationist and as a journalist, to make sure that that commission succeeds. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, may I state that I want to use this opportunity to congratulate, on behalf of our session, the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists, and of course, Frank Busowa is here, and I don't know whether Brahma is a member of the association anymore, to congratulate Mrs. Bernadette Cole. Because out of us journalists in this country, we have succeeded in producing a very successful journalist who today holds very high positions in government. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, when I was information minister, I decided that if we must look at somebody who should head the Independent Media Commission, we must look out for somebody who has a track record of success in the area of journalism. And what happened? We all decided that Bernadette Cole was a suitable person. We had known the lady for years. Young boys, my cousin, Tomobal, called her Miss Luke. And of course, Miss Luke got married to Mr. Cole, a very successful lawyer in this country. And for those of us who visited the law office over the years, we also would not forget that Mr. Cole himself, who gave great support to Bernadette, was also a very successful public officer. Mr. Speaker, I thank the President for considering Bernadette School to occupy this very important and historic office. But Mr. Speaker, I want to talk about Mr. Kamara, Colonel Kamara, who happens to be a relative and a friend, and a man who had served this country in many capacities, but more importantly in the military. People will remember that some people in this country sacrificed their lives during various periods, including the war years. I would want to state here that because of his background as somebody who is a disciplinarian, and since the environmental aspect of this country would recognize the fact that we must enforce the rules and the laws, therefore you need somebody who is a disciplinarian to be there. This is a country where we say don't build a house here, and people build houses there. If we tell people not to build houses here, they build 10 houses there to defy the rules of the state. But we need people with discipline. And I'm very certain that when he goes to occupy his office, he will utilize his knowledge as somebody who is an implementarian to implement government programs and policies. Fona is known very well. Over the years, he's known to be an accountant, a very honest man. When in years gone by, a number of public officials were arrested for misappropriating government funds, his name was never mentioned. In fact, he was always seen as a very honest person. This is why I'm very satisfied that the President has considered him for this very important position. For the other nominees, may I state that the President, I'm very certain, must have taken the decision to appoint you after due diligence, taking into consideration your background, taking into consideration the fact that you are capable of performing. And therefore, most of us here now in Parliament, taking this risk, call it a risk, quote unquote, of approving you to become holders of public office, would also expect that once you go out there, you will perform the duties for which you are appointed. So I congratulate you. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I will state that once again, the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, has defied politics, has defied regionalism, has come out very clearly to look at those Sierra Leoneans who deserve appointment and to give them responsibility to hold very important public offices. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks to everybody. Thank you, colleagues. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, honey. Yeah, on the boat. Honorable Ellen Kuyembe, because she's a woman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members of Parliament, I rise to lend my voice to the approval of the nominees presented to us this morning. I beg to differ a little bit from the Honorable Fofana and Ibe. I am not old enough to be in those shoes to talk about Mrs. Bernadette Cole, but I think I have the responsibility to do so in terms of the area where they have been given the responsibility, which is, of course, a passion for me, and that is education. We will all recall in here and the general public as well why this the teacher commission was set up. We all are also fully aware of how much our country is struggling with our education system. If we are true to ourselves, as the speaker always says, we will recognize the fact that indeed we have a lot of work to do in the education sector. I'm trying to relate this to the service commission, the teacher service commission. Why was it set up in the first place? Before it came into effect, indeed there were so many things wrong in the education sector, particularly relating to the performance of teachers across the board in the entire country. And I believe when the set was put together to bring the commission into existence, it was because we needed improvement in the education sector, particularly looking into the affairs of teachers. Now, when we talk about teachers, we are talking about quality, not just teachers. We all know in this country that we have mushroom schools everywhere, and we have teachers everywhere. I am a part of the education committee in parliament, and we have traversed this country all over. And honestly, it is not much to write home about. Because if you go through our reports, you will find out that in most of the areas we've been to across the board, and it's not on regionalization, it's across the board, both north, south, east, and west, everywhere, it has not been a very good story to write home about. And one of the reasons that is possibly responsible for this is the quality of teachers that we have. You go into schools, you have untrained and unqualified teachers in schools. And the result you get, or the answer you get when you start investigating, is because some of them are not even paid. So they get hold of whoever they get hold of to put them there as buddies to be able enough to just pass on information to our children. And how sure are we of this information? Or how concrete are we that they are even teaching what they are supposed to teach? Yet, we complain that when results, the Beke or the Waske or what of these comes out, they are not of quality and our children don't do well. Where is it coming from? It's coming from the quality of teachers that we are putting in the schools to teach our children. Let me bring that back to the commission. The commission is set up to look into those things. Who are the teachers that we are putting in schools? What qualifications do they have? What is their performance? You can have a qualified teacher in a school, they get there and they don't do nothing. Or worst case scenario, they trade things in for things. I'm not going to go into the depths of that, but I believe we all know what I'm talking about. So as a result, when this commission was set up, one of the things they really need to look at is the quality of teachers. And I'm not going to talk to the gentleman, I'm going to talk particularly to Mrs. Bernadette Cole and Mrs. Sori, because you are women, you are mothers, you have kids, and I am sure you have that passion to have the best for your own children and as well as for the children for the rest of this country. And that is why I'm focusing on you, that when you come to these positions, it is not just a matter of going to these board meetings and sitting there. It is a matter of going the extra mile. Take a trip to the schools like we do, like the education committee do. We go across the country. The education ministry should be able to support those kind of activities. That you visit schools, you visit places and see what kind of teachers we have in the schools and what's their performance. How many teachers are coming to school? What's the lesson plan? What's the curriculum? How are they being executed? Before you even talk about what's the output. Why are we getting what we are getting? There is an adage that says, what you put in is what you get out. So if we are not putting in quality, we are not putting in enough, why do we complain that our education system is rotting or is not doing well? Because we are not doing what we are supposed to do in the very first place. So bringing you into the commission, it's a welcome idea because, like I say, we are all women, we are mothers, and we should be out there nurturing things that will support our children. So I expect you that you look after the quality of teachers, not just the quality, the service, the terms of service and condition of teachers. Because it's one thing to say, do this. It's another thing to say, how do you do it? You set me to work. You need to provide the enabling environment. You need to provide the things that will make me perform. You just don't set me out there to fail and not to provide the things that will make me work hard to give you results. So in as much as we're talking about quality and output, we need to look at the conditions of service of teachers. Like I was reading the report, I saw Mrs. Bernadette Cole talked about people, placements of teachers in areas and remunerations and all the rest of that. That is exactly what I'm talking about, because that is really very important. There are teachers out there, we go to our constituents every time, we get this report. There are teachers out there, we are not paid. It's been 6, 4, 5 months, they are not being paid. Some of them are not even on the payroll of the Ministry of Education. They are being paid from little pittances that they gather. Yesterday, I was watching TV from, I think it was in the Northern region. There was a guy on the TV explaining that they have built this school and the school is not this. And I am sure most people saw what I'm talking about. And he was advocating that they are paying teachers from their own meager resources within the community. And that's not what it's supposed to be. So when you get into this commission, work with the other commissioners, not just going to those board meetings to sit around those long, nice, furnished tables, but you need to do the extra. Go out there and ensure that the quality of teachers are good, that teachers are being paid very well, because at the end of the day, it comes down to quality of education. We want good quality of education for our children. On that note, I'm not going to labor the point. I just want to appeal to you, please, when you get there, I'm sure there are other members, because I was reliably informed that one other woman had been already nominated and approved. And if you are going to add to that number, please do us justice by performing and doing what is expected of you. On that note, Honorable Members of Parliament, I ask that we quickly approve these people. Thank you.
The Honorable Mustafa Bremer.
Oh, Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I am going to be very brief. In the African social system, when you have a listening child, it's always very wise. I will start my contribution by making reference to a few statements that have been made. The first is the Deputy Majority Leader. I agree with him perfectly. It's just that people will want to turn things around when it is not in their favor. Soldiers are disciplined people. Let us trust them. They are very disciplined. They can be trusted. No, please. I'm saying Deputy Majority Leader, soldiers can be relied on. They are very disciplined. Let us trust them. Colonel Kamara, we are glad that you have been appointed to that position. You know, Mr. Speaker, your protection, sir.
Order, please.
That's fine.
Proceed.
The second inference I want to make, unfortunately, my senior colleague, Honorable Ibi Kabo, has left the world. But he was also talking about people who have got the history are very knowledgeable. I agree that they are very knowledgeable. But if you are speaking those knowledge to a listening child, that child can also talk on it. He said that whilst he was making his contribution about Mrs. Bernadette Cole, he said he doubted if I am still a member of the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists. I have been a member since I became a journalist, and I will continue to be a member even after Parliament. Mr. Speaker,
Mr. Speaker, for the Honorable IB Kabo to even doubt whether I am still is also telling something about his leadership, because he used to be my president. He was supposed to be, he's still supposed to be a good shepherd. But in any case, my Bible tells me, Proverbs 14:29. My Bible tells me in Proverbs 14:29 that a man who overlooks transgression is a wise man. Mustafa Brahma, Honorable Mustafa Brahma, is a wise man. I will overlook that. I'm a wise man. I'm coming from Kailau, the East. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, on a more serious note, the call of Mrs. Bernadette Cole, that is an adjourning in English. On a more serious note, does not mean that was redundant. This is more active. Mr. Speaker, we'll tell you later. Honorable Members, when I heard the name of Mrs. Bernadette Cole, unfortunately, I was not fortunate to have been under her tutelage. But by association, I had worked with her extensively. When this country started repatriation of our brothers who went out of this country, particularly so in Guinea and Liberia, I was fortunate to have joined a UN boat along with Mrs. Bernadette Cole to Liberia. I was far away from them. She was talking with the public relations officer of UNHCR. I was eavesdropping, and I heard a statement clearly that a journalist cannot know everything, but you have to strive to know a little bit of everything. I heard that, and that has always been my guiding principle in my journalistic sojourn, that I should endeavor to know a little bit of everything, and I know a little bit of everything. I'm very grateful, madam. You did not know. I've never spoken to you on that. She is a mother. We saw the control of what you call now the IMC in this country. The IMC under Mrs. Bernadette Cole was quite remarkable and very impressive. When she is given an assignment, a woman, normally some women, when they are given assignments, they do it well. Some women do it well when they are given assignments. Women are very good at doing assignments very well. So, Mrs. Cole, I am very much encouraged, and I feel elated to hear that kind of name, because you are a torch bearer. You are an animator.
Glad.
You are a torch bearer for all of us. You are a leader. And therefore, I will encourage you to go with that leadership qualities you have to the teaching commission. I have been talking as a journalist, but I'm not a novice in teaching. I did that for 15 years. So we want to see that actually manifest that in the teaching commission. Like my colleague said, things are too bad within the school system, particularly for teachers. Nearly when I met a sojourn in my constituency, the beautiful schools built for these kids, you only hear of community teachers. Then I asked them, who are these community teachers? They say, these are people we take, we give them 50,000 and they manage our kids. In teaching, you don't manage. You are imparting knowledge, and you're telling me we came with them to manage. I say, we are not managing at all. We are not managing. Because you have to be knowledgeable in the subjects you teach. How can you manage? You say, these are community teachers. Mama Cole, please, look into those things. How to teach. When we were teaching, we had lessons of note. Note of lessons, we execute. We prepare our note of lessons for the week. We prepare our lessons. Each lesson you're going to execute, you will prepare your note of lesson. There is always an introduction. There is a body of the teaching itself. And there is conclusion, the summary of what you have taught. The methodology. Let us have them do some of those things. Along with the lawyer, the landed lawyer, you will provide that support in that commission. You are supposed to provide support for that commission, the teaching commission. You see, in teaching, it is like a hen that has hatched with the kittens. The way you go, you see them, all of them following you. If you teach them badly, they will come up badly. We are all crying that the results are bad in this country. How about our teachers? I go to some schools, believe you me, I have a daughter who was attending Tiny Tot Primary School. And we visited somebody while somebody's class in another school. And Alice was speaking, trying to communicate with the teacher. I saw that teacher wanting, really. Some teachers cannot speak good English in. They don't even bother to speak. It's just Creole in the schools. So these are all food for thought. I encourage you, go. Like the Lord said, sent Abraham. We are sending you. Go. So that generations will benefit from the sojourn you are going to take in the teaching commission. I congratulate all of you after your ratification, your approval. Thank you very much.
Mustafa Bremer, when he said some teachers do speak Creole, somebody in an undertone said some speak Mende, and you should add Chimney as well. The Honorable Ansu Kaikai.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm a member of the committee that did the interview, and from that committee, we have the report that is before us for adoption. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I believe that the four candidates that are before us today excelled at the appointments committee level. But I have to say this, and I have to emphatically say this, that if only we have a majority in this country, a majority of Sierra Leoneans who will be as dedicated as they are, who will be as dedicated as Mrs. Cole is, who I often refer to as Miss Luke, because that's how she was. We refer to her when she was my teacher. If only we can, all of us can be as dedicated to this country as she is in terms of output and contributions, professional contributions, will have a better Sierra Leone. And maybe Sierra Leone will become one of the best countries in Africa. For the other three candidates, the retired soldier, you retired from the army in 1998, as you indicated. Those were turbulent times in the history of this country. And I wonder why you decided, as a provost, a soldier who headed the provost aspect of our armed forces, why you decided to retire at the time. But let me say this. I chair the defense committee in this house, and I know you, especially at that time. I know you, and I thank you very much for having served your country. And that means that the Environmental Protection Agency, which you are now going to be a member of, you will put out, you will make sure that your input into the functioning of that institution will be more than effective as you have done in the past. I expect that from you. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I know soldiers are disciplined, and I'm also aware of the fact that soldiers can be indisciplined. I'm saying so as former chairman of the Defense Committee in this house. I am a proud Sierra Leonean, and I'm proud of my army. Because at the time that I was chairman of the Defense Committee, we only had 56 enlisted soldiers who were collecting salaries in this country. And we built them up. We made sure that we have the army that we have today that was born out of the efforts that I contributed in making in the history of the army in this country. So therefore, I am damn proud, I would say, of our army as it is today, and I hope and pray that they remain in the barracks and not participate in politics, because politics is not their business. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me don't belabor the point. Let me call on this House to ratify the recommendations that have come out of the Appointments Committee. I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, honorable members.
Hey, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, regrettably, the honorable member I wanted to join in agreeing with his statement is out of this jurisdiction right now. But I want to state here that in his absence, that I agree with him entirely that we have very, very good soldiers, very good serving soldiers, but we also have an exception. To any rule, there's an exception. Coup makers are not good soldiers. So therefore, to any rule, there's an exception. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, thank God, mercifully, the man is here. I've just stated that soldiers are very good people. Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, those who have the authentic historic record of Mrs. Bernadette Cole and retired Colonel Kamara have spoken, both on their education and national service. I'm sure I am not, with all the position I think I have, I'm not competent to challenge those sentiments they have expressed. So I only wish to associate myself with the sentiment they have expressed, because for some of it I have read. But those who were present when those activities were taking place have said it all. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, what I want to state here, especially with regard to the Teaching Service Commission, is of great importance to me. I attribute very great importance to teachers, because if most of us are here today, I would even dare say all of us are here today because somebody taught us to walk our way to this place. you were not born in parliament here. Somebody taught you how to go through the rudiments of coming or becoming a member of parliament. The teaching profession was a noble profession, and I believe it is still a noble profession in this country. I say so because the president taught when he left university. The speaker here seated taught when he left university. The chief justice taught when he left university. The deputy is looking at me very, very straightly. The deputy chairman, public accounts committee, taught, and he taught some people like us. Yes. So this is a noble profession. The paramount chief seated there. Yes. So, teaching when I grew up and made to understand the profession was a waiting room for other public or private engagements. As soon as you leave university or you graduate from high school,
I agree with you, Mr. Leader, but better still, a training ground.
Yes, a training ground for better public and private life. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the question is, what went wrong? What went wrong? The answer is very, very clear. It is today a combination of teachers, students, and even the government yesteryears and today. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, during your days, I will not even mention my days, during your days, the question of a student thinking about how to bribe a teacher was not in existence. And up to those days, when we are in school, a teacher was looked upon more than a father. I fear my teacher more than my mother and father. So who dare me? Who dare me to tell my parents that I want you to give me something to go and bribe my teacher? But today, the opportunity so avail itself that even the teachers, they now ask for it. This morning I was listening to 98. Some of you who listen to 98, somebody said we should now pass a law to make sure that teachers don't demand anything from students because it is becoming very, very worrying. Somebody sent that text message this morning in Radio 98. It is a very serious matter. It is a very serious matter. We were seated in this house. We were seated in this house when the Minister of Education spoke here so eloquently to tell us with authority that people are going up and down, they are occupying offices with certificates that did not belong to them. The evidence is right in this house. The evidence is right in this house. A whole province with 500 teachers that applied for the government to confirm them as permanent teachers. When their certificates were examined, out of 500, only 65 were genuine. 435 were all fake. The records are here. The records are here. Honorable members, you see, I am taking my time to remind, because we have short-lived memories in this country. That is why a lot of things always continue to go wrong. Honorable members, that is very serious. That is appalling. Let us, if we don't have educated people in this country is doomed. This country is doomed. These people that are buying these certificates, they are our brothers and sisters. They are coming from homes. We know that and we condone that. That is the reason why, in the person of Mrs. Bernadette Cole, I see hope. In the person of the chairperson that is chairing that commission, I see hope through their CVs, through what people have said about them. I see hope. Honorable members, let us support that hope. Because these people who want to do their work, if the necessary wherewithal is not there, like what we are going through, you cannot. If we don't support that tool, the Teaching Service Commission, you have schools that are headed with illiterates, not even half-baked, illiterate. Believe me, my uneducated mother, when I returned from the States in 2002, approached me with 5 letters written by teachers in my village. What was her complaint? SO2. She calls me Bremer. What happened? When you were a small boy in primary school here, you used to write letters for me, not only for me, but for the other parents in the environment. And when those letters go, whatever I said was being done. Today, I have here 5 letters that have been returned because they don't know what the person was saying or writing. I read those letters. Believe me, it is a fact. In fact, I will entreat some of you by bringing 1 or 2 of those letters for you to read. This run across the country. We are laughing at it. Because today, the scapegoats of this country, if you want to be scapegoats in this country, go and join politics. If you want to be scapegoat in this country, just go and join politics. Because anything that is bad is done by the politician. If it is good or it is worse, it's done by honorable members. Please let us support the Teaching Service Commission. The persons the president has nominated and we have confirmed in this house, I'm very sure they are there to go and do the work. But they need our support. Yes. So, honorable members, I just want to bring that to bear and to help those who made contributions, to associate myself with the sentiments and to wish the people who are nominated a very good turn of office if approved by this house. Thank you very much.
Honorable members, before I put the question, I would want to take liberty of this situation to recognize Mrs. Rugiatu Nene Ture, the Deputy Minister in the Ministry of Social Welfare.
She went out a few minutes ago, and when I did not see her, I thought she was allowed by the Honorable Abubakar. Honorable members, with your leave, I also want to recognize the presence of the former Solicitor General, Mr. Tunde Elijah Cole. And I want you to know that Mr. Tunde Elijah Cole was my senior at St. Edward's. And in the university. Honorable members, I also want to recognize the presence of Dr. Senela Beckley, the chairperson of the Teaching Service Commission, who was also my senior at Friday College. Honorable members, they are here. Tourists, as well as my juniors like the Honorable Kodiama and Asu Kaikai. Well, Kodiama was my junior at Frabe. You know this. But the deputy majority leader, Leonard Fofana, was my senior at Friday. Oh, Dr. Jabi was not only my senior, but when he was lecturing, he taught, when I was a teacher, he taught me in one of the workshops, really. Dr. Jabi. Yes, super senior. Honorable members, the question is, be it resolved that the 11th report of the first session of the committee and appointments at the public service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service has been ratified.
Honorable members, in congratulating the nominees, as usual, and as I like to say, it would be invidious to mention a few where many, if not all of them, are deserving of praise. But I would want to ask your permission to single out a particular person in Mrs. Bernadette Cole. Mrs. Bernadette Cole was my senior at St. Edward's. She did not teach me directly, but I should say she taught me indirectly, and I will explain. In those days, if you go to St. Edward's, it's a two-story building. It was only the sixth form that occupied the second floor. The rest of mankind, we the juniors, occupied the first floor. In those days, you would not dare to go to the second floor because that was exclusively for our seniors who were in the sixth form, like Mr. Tunde Cole and Mrs. Bernadette Luke, as she was known then. So the other day, when I met Mr. Tunde Cole, my senior, I still see him my senior. So each time I talk to him, it is with a degree of trepidation. Because in those days, honorable members, seniority was not only respected, but revered. Revered, not only respected, but revered. How did Mrs. Bernadette Cole teach me? How did she teach me? As a senior,
If we did not have any teacher in class at any time and they were doing their rounds as prefects, they would teach in any of these classes. That was how she taught me English and history. Honorable members, I think when she was in Form 6, I was in Form 4. Form 3 or Form 4. I don't know if Ansuka remember. The Honorable Ansuka Ikai talks about the devotion of people, devotion to work, and the ability. In the case of Mrs. Cole, her depth of knowledge generally and considerable experience gained over the years, particularly in the various fields she has ventured into, are a catalogue too bulky to be discharged by enumeration. Suffice it to say that as far as I am concerned, ISBB Dumbuya, Mrs. Bernadette Cole counts among the truly educated people we have in this country. Truly educated people. Well, I say so. These days, many claim to be educated. True. We have a myriad of them. Many. But you, who by your knowledge, your invaluable service to mankind, you are a truly educated person. That is why I would single out Mrs. Bernadette Cole as belonging to this class. Because by dint of her impressive and diligent application in all the positions she has served, she has left nobody in doubt that she is a truly educated somebody. But that should not ring much of a bell, honorable members. If only you know that Mrs. Bernadette Cole attended St. Joseph Secondary School and then the St. Edward Secondary School. Why have I said so? Because in those days, being a student at St. Joseph or St. Edward was enough credential for scholastic excellence. And this is no exaggeration. So I congratulate all of them. Well, the soldier, the Honorable Kaikai, has spoken well about the military man, Koneliamba Kamara, and also Mr. Fona. Fatimata is a young lady, but she also attended St. Edward's in the sixth form. So if I say she had very good education, you should agree with me. If not for anything, but because she attended St. Edward's in those days. So in our time, honorable members, it is good to have a blend of the wisdom of the elderly people with the vibrancy of the young ones. And where you have such a combination in any institution, honorable members, something useful would certainly crystallize in any of these institutions. On your behalf, I congratulate all of them. Thank you very much for coming. You can go.
Announcement. Kambia District Members of Parliament, said the Clerk of Parliament, immediately Parliament is adjourned.
You done? Honorable Member, the House is adjourned to tomorrow, take note, so tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mr. Leader, any announcements?